all of a sudden going from being a singer and a dancer and a performer and doing comedy on a big stage with people laughing and clapping and having a good time to now this little square, this little shot of me that I just had to share a message that was powerful enough for them to not just scroll on Facebook while I spoke, to teach something that was significant to them. And man, this was a huge shift because every client that I reached out to, I said, hey, I would love to come and speak at your event online, virtually. And every single one of them said, you're so good in person, there's no way you can do it online. There's no way you can do it virtual. So I had to go and start from scratch. I had to start over. And I had to build up my client base from zero. The best way that I knew how to do that was the blessing of social media, live streams, clicking the button, pressing record, making videos, showing people that it was possible that I could still do something significant even on a camera.
Alan has started and grown several multi-million dollar businesses. His mission is to help you do the same. Welcome to the Business Growth Pod, building the future one entrepreneur at a time.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Business Growth Pod. I'm your host, Alan Draper. Happy to have you with me. Thank you so much. I thank you a lot for joining me. I know how precious your time is. I know how busy I am. I know that there's a lot of options out there. There are a lot of great podcasts. I thank you for tuning into mine. I try to give my heart and soul so that you can improve your businesses, so you can start your businesses, so you can stay motivated. I have a great guest today. Before we get to him, make sure that you go to my website, alandraper.com. A lot of you know that I'm getting really big into angel investing. I just invested just this morning, actually, in new startup. If you have something that you'd like to pitch me, or if you just want to chat about your business for 15 minutes, go to my website. There's a scheduling link there. Schedule a time to chat with me. If it leads to something awesome, if it doesn't, I'm more than willing to help you out. Maybe see around the corner where you're not able to. Happy to help you with that. So go to my website, alandraper.com. Click on that scheduling link. Also follow me on Instagram. It's Alan R. Draper. I share a lot on there, posting every day also. My guest today is Jason Hewlett. So I have a professional intro that I'm going to share. His career has been amazing. I've known Jason for over 20 years now, right about 20 years. And I've looked up to him that entire time. The way that I know Jason, I know him personally before I knew him professionally. I served a mission for my church. Like a lot of you know, I served in South America, in Chile, in the Viña del Mar mission. And his younger brother was a companion of mine. I served in an area with him, got to know him, Jared, very well. Jared and I shared a really special time together. We served in this, a lot of you know that Chile is a very skinny country. Well, we served in an area of Chile where on the east side, you could see the Andes Mountains, and on the west side, you could see the beach. And we were very secluded. We were in the middle of nowhere. And so we basically, all we had kind of was each other. And I could do an entire episode, and I might. That might be something that I could do about my relationship with Jared, how much I learned from him, and how much I grew just by knowing him. He's one of my best friends. Fast forward to after our missions, Jared introduced me to Jason, and Jason was doing all these amazing things. So Jason holds a place near and dear to my heart because of his connection to Jared, somebody that like I've loved for more than two decades and somebody that I appreciate to this day. So Jason, check this out. He's delivered thousands of presentations over those two decades. He's the only speaker in the world that is teaching leadership in a performance of uncanny musical and comedy impressions, utilizing the legends of the stage. The Promise is a keynote speech that feels kind of like a show with proven processes and immediately implementable takeaways to transform your business and leadership skills. So I'm so grateful to have you. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Man, that was the best intro of all time. My goodness. I love your connection to my brother, Jared. He is everybody's favorite person that gets to know him. And yes, You have to maybe have him on. That would be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, it's funny, Jason, because, you know, I'm not young, but I'm not old, right? Like you, we're very close in age.
I look old.
But the older I
look old. You look forever young. I have silver hair. You're sitting there going, man, I wish I had one gray hair.
And the older I get, the more I realize that a couple of things. Number one, the relationships matter to me more than anything else in my life. And the really strong relationships, we see a lot of this going on in the world where it's like, you know, partnerships breaking up, divorce happening, all these things. And time has that effect, but it also has the opposite effect. Time can also make those relationships better. And I look back, and as I was doing that intro, that impromptu intro, I obviously didn't, you know, read that. It just reminded me of how much I appreciate Jared and, you know, what I've learned from him. So the second thing is, there's these opportunities I think that we're given in life where it looks like a challenge. Jared and I, we went through some, probably the toughest parts of our mission together. But you look back 20 years and it looks like it was a blessing. But when we're in the middle of it, it doesn't feel like that. Now, I know because of your wide array of talents, your skill set, being in front of people, performing, speaking, you're also an author. But COVID really did a number on that industry. Let's talk about that a little bit. I wanted to talk about how, you know, what happened and how you were able to pivot during that time.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much. So just so your listeners and viewers are clear as to what I do for a living, I actually make a living on stage in front of people, and the normal size crowds are thousands of people. For example, in a couple of weeks, I'll be in front of 7,000 people in a place called Macau, which is the Las Vegas of China. And so I'll fly into Hong Kong and I'll do an event there for 30-minute speech. I'll get paid a whole lot of money, and then I will fly away to the next speech. So that's how I've made a living for a long time. What happened with COVID, if you recall, anyone that's, you know, remembers this, was they canceled all of those events. They made it so that my job was impossible. And so I hope that this inspires those that are, you know, listening and thinking, man, I have it hard right now, or this is tough to get things started. Because even when you're used to doing what you do, and I was doing it at very high level, high payment in front of a lot of people, really an important type of job, all of a sudden overnight it became unessential. And so I couldn't get on a plane. I couldn't get in front of people. I couldn't have my audiences high-fiving and clapping and singing along and laughing. They couldn't sit next to each other. Events were canceled, man. And that was crazy because I had never experienced anything such in my lifetime. Never expected that that could ever happen, that you would not have a live event. And so I had to quickly pivot, which, you know, that word is seemingly a bit overused at this point, but it was the perfect word in terms of figuring out how to still make a living as somebody who only knows how to be in front of people. And so I had to come to this office where I'm sitting right now in my home, which is in South Jordan, Utah. And I find this fascinating that this happened, Alan, because it was an absolute miracle that we have the technology possible to do what I then did. I set up a camera, and I then set up another camera and another camera. And with the help of people online trying to show me how to do it, setting up lights that I already owned, microphones that I already had, cameras that were okay and others that were great, things that I had purchased for live performance, all of a sudden I had to jerry-rig everything together and put it together in this office so that I could have the opportunity to speak to people. And all of a sudden, going from being a singer and a dancer and a performer and doing comedy on a big stage with people laughing and clapping and having a good time to now this little square, this little shot of me that I just had to share a message that was powerful enough for them to not just scroll on Facebook while I spoke, to teach something that was significant to them. And man, this was a huge shift because every client that I reached out to, I said, hey, I would love to come and speak at your event online virtually. And every single one of them said, you're so good in person, there's no way you can do it online. There's no way you can do it virtual. So I had to go and start from scratch. I had to start over. And I had to build up my client base from zero. The best way that I knew how to do that was the blessing of social media, live streams, clicking the button, pressing record, making videos, showing people that it was possible that I could still do something significant, even on a camera. Eventually, some of those older clients from Jason can only be live in front of people type of mindset, all of a sudden started to say, wow, Jason's doing something significant virtually. And what's interesting, Alan, is that my fee eventually got to the place where I started doing them all for free just to prove that I could do it, just to fail enough to succeed. And eventually I got to the point where I could charge and people thought it was worth it. And then I could charge more. It was just like starting my career 20 plus years ago on stage. Now I'm doing it online. It was a fascinating thing. I finally got my normal on stage fee for virtual events. It was unbelievable. And that's now since COVID was kind of, you know, ended. Now they're doing live events again. Now my fee is almost doubled because I can get so much in a virtual space as much as I used to back before 2020. Now I'm getting that on virtual and doubled my fee for in person. It's so interesting. What a blessing that was to figure out how to make that work.
That's incredible that you. So you've had a couple of pivots, the proverbial pivots in your career, because you're certainly not doing the same level of communication presentation that you were doing when I first saw you at a stand-up comedy show in Provo, Utah, which was the first time I saw you perform. So you had, you know, this pivot with how you were presenting. I think it's interesting to note that you, in a lot of ways, you mentioned you were starting over. But in a lot of ways, you weren't, right? Because you still had all of that inside you. You had to prove it again, but you had that, you know, two decades worth of experience of, you know, engaging with people, making them laugh, entertaining them, informing them, all these things. And I think that's, you know, I think that adds a lot of value to this idea that just try something, right? And I think I love that you were doing it for free. I can't believe me knowing you and your value and having seen you perform, I can't believe you were doing it for free. That is wild.
No one would pay me. They literally would not give me money for doing what I was presenting. And so I had to just say, I'll prove it to you that it's great. And they would have me for free and they would see how good it was for, like, let's say a small 30-person meeting. And then they'd be like, oh my gosh, this was amazing. Cause I'd switch cameras and I'd jump from here and I'd be, you know, I'd say, hey, how about the Velociraptor? And I'd go, you know, and I'd run around and I'd switch a camera to another one. I'm all, and it was this whole setup that I no longer have or need right now. That's why this one camera is good enough. But I mean, I was jumping in between musical impressions of, you know, Christmas time of New, pressing a button in my, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, you know, and everybody's sitting there at home like, holy cow, this is like a show. And then they're thinking to themselves, what is my voice? What makes me unique? How do I share my promise with the world? And that's how I present it. And yes, man, people would not pay me until they saw that I could prove it worked. And then with their little 30-person team, they'd say, hey, you know, you should speak to the whole company. And then there would be, you know, like 40,000 people logging in and they would pay me a nice fee.
You know, I think the attitude / approach is incredible, right? We have a lot of my listeners are people that they, you know, they have this drive, this passion for starting a business. But the question that I have for them is, are you willing to do what Jason did? That perspective of, I'm going to do this for free until someone is willing to pay. Because I believe, and I think more than anything else, Jason, this shows that you believed in yourself when everybody else did. No one paid you, which is unbelievable. This is the equivalent of somebody, you know, the basketball floor being taken away or something, and LeBron James not being able to perform. And then somebody's like, yeah, I'm not going to pay you to play basketball till you can prove. That's like the equivalent. Like, and I know a lot of you may not know Jason. You need to check him out online. But then Jason says, hey, I'm going to prove it to you. I've proven myself for 2 decades, but I'm going to do it again because I believe in myself. And I believe that if you see a little bit of me, you're going to want more. And as entrepreneurs, that's something no one can take away from you. Today, I actually noticed my Facebook timeline popped up. I graduated from law school 11 years ago today. A lot of people ask me, they say, hey, now that you're an entrepreneur, you have a bunch of businesses, you're not practicing law anymore, do you wish that you didn't go to law school? And I say no for a couple of reasons. One of those main reasons is the confidence that it gave me. Law school is incredibly difficult. The bar is incredibly difficult. But that confidence where I knew that it's just a matter of time that I needed to prove myself. And as entrepreneurs, you have to have that. That's incredible, Jace. That's an incredible story, something I didn't think. I actually didn't know that. I didn't know that because I know your value. And that's incredible that you would, in a lot of ways, like honestly, humble yourself or whatever. Maybe that's not the right word, but just put yourself in the situation because there's a lot of people that wouldn't. They're like, you know what? Fine. I'm, you know, whatever.
There were a ton of people that would not, especially speakers making what I was getting at the time was $15,000 per speech. And that was for traveling around and speaking, you know, to a huge group. And there were speakers in the 15K range that were like, no way, man, I'm just going to wait this out. I'm just going to sit back. And I was like, I cannot sit back. I have a family of 4 children, a beautiful wife. I don't want to change their life that much. You know, we had a really nice year set up for 2020 and we had to make some shifts real fast. We cut a lot of things. We pulled the bootstraps up. I sat the kids down. I said, hey guys, life's going to change. I need your help. So they would hold the lights for me. They'd hold the microphones over the top. Like, I'm not joking. They'd be switching the cameras for me. It was an incredible family effort. But at least it proved to them that they, in the future, when they have something that's going to hit the fan, they could look back on their dad and say, oh, you know, he lost everything in terms of his opportunity, everything he had planned out, and he was still able to bootstrap it. I know I can do it too. And I hope that it's an inspiring story because eventually working the fee from zero and free, I did 50 Holy free cow. Gigs, Alan, before anyone gave me a dollar. But that doesn't mean I was just doing, you know, 50 over 50 days. Dude, I was doing 5-6 gigs per day. I was just throwing it at everybody saying, have me on, have me on. I was staying up 24/7. It was such a hard time. But I knew that if they saw me and I knew if I got great at it, that they could not deny paying me for it. And eventually got my fee up to 15K, which was incredible. So then once the world came back and I could get back on a stage, people would say, hey, how much do you charge? I know you're 15K. I'd say, no, I'm 30, you know, and they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And now, you know, I mean, I'll share it with your audience. I think it's cool. I'm getting 50K to go to Macau and speak for 30 minutes, man. I mean, that's amazing. It's a miracle. It never would have happened without COVID. You know, I would have probably been quoting that 15K still. But to get $50,000 and I'm speaking for 30 minutes. I mean, that's more than 1,000 a minute.
That's incredible.
That's exciting.
That's incredible. I mean, it really shows your value for one, right? I truly believe that one of the principles that governs money on this earth is, you know, it corresponds to how much value we give back. There's no doubt to me. Now, there are some fraudsters out there. There's people that are stealing money, being dishonest for sure. And they end up with a pile of it. But more often than not, you're paid for the value that you give back, right? And that's incredible. I think that's maybe not the biggest takeaway, but Jason, that is an incredible message for the listener that you know, and I shared this the other day on my social media. I said, you know, the other day somebody asked me what, you know, my top 3 skills or characteristics were that have helped me succeed. And I said, my number one is that I have this uncanny ability to believe in things that I can't see. Now, this is a great skill for an entrepreneur because of all the doubt, all of the adversity, all of the rejection, all of the failure that comes early on. And I just pushed through it because there's something out there that I couldn't see. And I'm not saying that you necessarily knew in the beginning that eventually your in-person speaking fee was going to double, almost triple, more than triple. But that is the nature of pretty much any endeavor in life. It requires, it doesn't matter if you're trying to lose weight. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, you're trying to get married, work on your relationship. It doesn't matter your relationship with God. There is this upfront requirement that most people aren't willing to pay. They're not willing to pay that. But in the end, if they do, they will find out, and I promise you this, they will find out that they end up receiving more than they ever gave, which is an incredible principle.
Beautifully said, man. And you know, when I speak about the promise, and really that's all you're talking about, you're just saying, what promises do you make and keep? Because it's way more than a goal. What I was doing was way more than a goal. I mean, obviously I set my daily goals, but if you set a goal and you miss it, you just set another one. Whereas if you make a promise and break it, that's a one and done. And so I like to say, why set a goal when you can make a promise? What are your absolute non-negotiables? What are the sacred goals that become your promise? It doesn't mean that everything becomes a promise, then it comes watered down. But if you can say to yourself, I promise I will make this work, and then I'm going to set the goals that will make it happen. So the goals become the particulars, the promises, the proclamation. This is what I proclaim to be and become. Then all the goals fall into place. Then you're just going to deliver and do what you set out to do because you've made that promise to yourself.
That's incredible. And I know that that's big theme that you carry now, if I'm not mistaken, is the concept of this concept of a promise. And I want you to clarify if I'm incorrect here, misstepping, but the idea, at least for me, is that there's a promise and a goal just feels different, right? And I think a lot of it's because a promise involves another person, even if that other person is a promise to yourself, right? Which is a bit, so it has that intent where a goal doesn't necessarily have that. And sometimes that intent's what makes a difference.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the weightiness of the word. It could be, you know, people might listen to this and say, well, that's semantics. But I mean, you know, you set a goal to accomplish something. And if you don't hit it, then, you know, you just set another one. I mean, literally that happens at every sales conference I've ever spoken at. The CEO gets up there and he's like, got to set some new goals. Good. Last year, we almost hit our goals. Really good. But what about the promises that were made? What about the promises that were broken? And it doesn't mean that every single time a promise has to be spoken. It can just be assumed. I mean, it's assumed with every single brand and logo we see. You know, you see the logo of Chick-fil-A, you know right away you don't go there on a Sunday because they keep a promise to their people to not be open. You know, their promise with their employees is that they're never going to say, hey, no problem. They're always going to say, my pleasure. And so they're just little simple promises that are like the umbrella over encompassing all the small goals that we can set every day. It's just like your health, man. I mean, you're a healthy guy. I mean, if you were traveling or you had no way to get to the gym, you know, but you set that goal that I'm going to get to the gym every single day. Okay, well, sometimes you're not going to get to the gym. But if you make a promise to be healthy and live in a healthy way, you're going to figure out a way every single day to keep the promise to be healthy, eat healthy, do some push-ups in your hotel room, right? You're still going to do it. You're not just going to go hog wild because you can't keep those goals for that day. So that's the difference.
Yeah, that's incredible. As we're wrapping up here, Jason, where can people go to learn more about what you're doing or to reach out? What's the best place to connect with them?
I'm really on LinkedIn quite a bit, and I enjoy that as well as Instagram, but LinkedIn's my favorite place. I also have jasonhewlett.com is my website, and I did write a book called The Promise to the One, which is the promise to yourself, and here I'm showing it on the screen for those watching, but there's probably a couple left on Amazon. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of them. But the promise to the one is the promise to yourself. You know, because we keep promises to our clients, our customers. If we don't, we lose our job. If we break a promise to our family, we lose our relationship. But if we break a promise to ourselves, that's the easiest one to do, but it's the most important to keep. And so my hope is that if somebody were to grab that book or get the Audible version, which I read and perform, which is fun, is that they'll look in themselves and say, you know, I think I want to make the right promises and keep them. And it will drive all the greater success you'll have in every aspect of every relationship in your life.
Love it. Man, you're such a talented guy. It blows me away how you can just throw stuff into an interview and it's just so natural for you. You found your calling, I believe. So that's incredible.
I love you, man. And I appreciate that. I'm so proud of you. What I love about what you've done is you found your signature moves. And I teach that it's the ICM process. I stands for identify, C for clarify, M for magnify. And when we identify, clarify, and magnify what we're supposed to do, that's when we can keep the promise in everything we do. And you do that. I mean, you know, law school, all that stuff you've been through, Viña del Mar in Chile, all of those things add up to the accumulation of this great man that we get to learn from, listen from, and be inspired by every day on Instagram, as I love your videos, love your podcast, love what you do. So, you know, Alan Draper, signature moves, man. You are a legendary leader living the promise.
Hey, Jason, I appreciate that more than you know. Appreciate you joining us today and wish you nothing but success in the future, my brother.
Thanks, my man. You too.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast, please leave us a rating. And for daily inspiration and business tips, follow Alan on Instagram. Until next time, remember, we build the future one entrepreneur at a time.